girls. Philly Scott victorious and the Bulldogs of Holtville on the varsity girls side. They are undefeated no more as a 44-36 victory here inside Samford Gymnasium gives the Bulldogs their first loss of the season. And now we transition with our focus to the varsity boys side of things. Lee Scott Academy coming off a heartbreaking, and I mean heartbreaking, loss against the Lynettes a couple of nights ago. They lost 53-51 in a game they felt like they controlled from buzzer to buzzer. But a shot right at the buzzer for Hayden Harper couldn't get it to go through, a whole lot of contact, no foul, and Lynette walks out with the victory. Warriors, no better way to get that bad taste out of your mouth than another chance right here on your home turf and another tune-up game prior to area play. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond bringing you the action here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, I know you know Coach Johnson. I know you know his style of ball. Being a defensive guy yourself, it's not directly similar to basketball because it transitions to offense much faster, but the mentality doesn't necessarily change. You have to have the mentality of wanting to do the dirty work on the offensive end of the, or the defensive end of the floor, whether that be in, on the gridiron or on the hardwood, and Coach Johnson's team does it better than just about everybody.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, again, before we get into it, I want to give another shout out to Christian, man. He does a great job for us, great job for our student athletes, all the sports that he covers. Sometimes he's got a little bit of help. Sometimes he flies solo. For anyone who wants to give any critique, criticism, anything that may be a little unnecessary, I invite you to come sit up in the corner and watch the magic this guy has to put on. Basically solo. I'm truly shocked. I had no idea. I thought it was just slap on a headset and go for it. So, Christian, thank you for that.
I appreciate that.
But to get into, yeah, what you're saying, Coach Johnson is incredibly sound on what he wants to do. Got to go to a practice earlier this week, really emphasizing closing out on guys around the perimeter, really emphasizing that effort defensively to close out on the ball, especially when it gets outside with the guys that we have.
We'll take a 60-second break here. We'll come back, get you those starting lineups and the keys to the game for the varsity boys, Lee Scott, and the Holtville Bulldogs set to do battle here when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's Lee Scott basketball game time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
Varsity boys picked up, or junior varsity boys picked up a big win. Varsity girls knocked off the undefeated Bulldogs. Now it's time for the varsity boys. They're in their home whites, going left to right on your radio dial. Parks Myers, before we can even get the intro, already with a layup and a poke steal from behind. Gray Haley, his left-handed layup is up and good. Man, they don't want to hear what we have to say about any sort of setup or anything. They're ready to get up and go. Will Lyles almost gets another steal on the inbound. 20 seconds into the action, Warriors with a four-point advantage.
Yeah, never mind. The girls' game actually wasn't a track meet. This is a track meet. My goodness gracious, coming out fast and coming out swinging.
This Lee Scott team, coached by William Johnson, man, this team does not want to run half-court sets. They want to use their defensive pressure to turn into transition offense and use that athleticism. We'll get you the keys to the game and the starting lineups here in just a moment as the elbow jumper no good. Hayden Harper rips down the rebound, and then they love advancing the ball. William Lyles, I believe he stepped on the sideline. He does. It'll be the first turnover of the night for the Warriors. Let's get you those starting lineups. They're presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University.
Yeah, for Hopeful, playing at the one will be number one, Braxton Gaither. Then we can see playing at the two, looking at this inbound right now, number 10, Joel Dyes. Playing the three, then it'll be number four, Ethan Pruitt. Playing the four, just jump the ball for him, is number three, Kelton Shafford. And then playing the five, quite a large athlete, number 14, Arcadius Turner for Holtville. Very athletic-looking team. Again, coming out swinging, coming out fast for Lee Scott, running it down. You got Hayden at the one, Gray Haley at the two, Parks Myers, Willie Lyles, and Parker Wright playing at the five.
Parker Wright got the ball on the low block, couldn't get the jumper to go from that block. William Lyles, the offensive rebound. Hayden Harper uses the glass and the soft touch. Hayden Harper is on the board. Warriors lead by six. Now Hayden Harper, another steal. Euro step on the inside. Inside layup, no good by that athlete you were mentioning earlier. A fight for the rebound. And with Lee Scott winning the opening tip, it will be Bulldog basketball going right to left as we see it here in the home bleachers. Holtville in their road grays. Apologies for any names. But Gray Haley gets the inbound steal, and the right-handed layup is up. And it is good. We'll stay here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, but Holtville using a 30-second timeout. But again, apologies if it takes us a second to get a couple of the Holtville numbers and names with the gray and the green. A little difficult to look at everything, but everything going right so far for the Warriors defending their home court. They lead 8-0, only a minute and 19 seconds into the first quarter here inside Sanford Gymnasium.
Yeah, I mean, suffocating right now on the defensive side of the ball. Great job. Let us not look past it, though. Shafford, three for Holtville with a really big block. Wrist is above the rim. Just a great block, but again, they try to inbound the ball. Gray just takes it right off the inbound.
Warriors continuing that full court man-to-man 55 press. Almost get another steal. They have it in the far corner in no man's land, but because of that, they're able to get it away. A nice pump fake and the wide open layup by Arcavius Turner. That big body for the Bulldogs. Warriors will slow things down. Hayden Harper, left wing three without hesitation. Couldn't get it to go. And I think they're going to call it over the back foul on Gray Haley. They will. We're going the other way. One of the keys to the game that I have, as they're presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. I think the Warriors settled a lot their last game against Lynette. You see a little one right there. Hayden Harper felt it a little bit with the heat check, but settled from behind the arc a couple more times than I think you really needed last time out, and it hurt you a little bit. It stopped some of that offensive efficiency, only being able to put up 53 points when you average right around 70. So looking to see this team get to the rim, work their way, use the physicality and speed, and they've done so pretty well here early. They lead 8-2 as the Bulldogs set up their offense in their own half court. 6 minutes to play here in this opening quarter. It's number four, Ethan Pruitt with the basketball. Now to Turner, tries to come to a jump stop, but forgot the ball. Will Lyles now, our hero step at the three-point line, and Parks Myers is unable to save it. Coach William Johnson throwing his hands up to the sky right now, saying just run the floor. Warriors with their second turnover, still lead 8-2.
Hopeful with the same inbound as the three-man stack. They just kind of unwind it. So maybe they'll bring out something else. That's the fourth time they've ran that same inbound play.
Could have been a travel following the on-ball screen, trying to work their way inside the perimeter. Another travel that could have been called that wasn't. Ball sitting right now on the left side of the perimeter, not working the entire length of the floor. Crazy follow-away jumper at the left elbow. and he gets it to go, cuts the lead in half. Hayden Harper pump fakes the three, gets a defender in the air, throws it down to Parker Wright, threw a lot of contact, sits on the rim, couldn't get it to go, but Parker Wright will head to the free throw line. And that's what I want to see right there. Hayden Harper, he knows he can shoot that three whenever he wants, but not necessarily the best pass and not necessarily the best look. Instead, a pump fake, you get a defender up in the air, you fly by him, and you're able to feed your big man down low. Get a foul and a chance at a couple free throws. The free throw line, the other key to the game tonight for the Warriors, hasn't necessarily been their friend as of late. Shot 60% from the free throw line last game out against Lynette. So looking to definitely improve on that tonight. 4:57, Warriors lead 8-4. Parker Wright makes it 9-4. Brooke Zachary wearing the pink shoes will check into the game for the first time tonight. Holtville, I saw it from a while away. He wants to go for the home run ball. But Zachary able to get a hand on it. Now fight for the basketball under the right rim. A contest. And Chapman Harris, the lefty, comes away with the basketball. Feeds it down low to Zachary. Now the wide open Hayden Harper three. Couldn't get that one to go. Too strong. Weak side rebounds by Gaither and the Bulldogs. 4.5 to play in this opening quarter.
Hopeful really showing they want to play with the bigs outside the arc, which is kind of interesting to me, and then trying to run weak side motion.
Ball poked away from Parks Myers. Now Chapman Harris, volleyball spikes it out of bounds. Gives the cheerleaders in the first row a little bit of a scare, but they laugh it off. So far, from what I can see right now, I think Holtville outsizes Lee Scott Academy. So a good point that you're mentioning, where you're seeing some of those big men show off the handles outside the three-point line rather than working inside and using that advantage over the Warriors. Bulldogs come in today at it with a 5-6 record. And the last time these two teams met, as the Bulldogs almost throw it away. And that jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound. Hayden Harper, big man rebound on the far block. 3:54. Nobody picks him up. He's able to split the double team right around the block. The up and under layup is too easy for number two in white. He's got four. And that's what you want to see from that offense. I talked about it. This team wants to move fast. They use that defense to turn into offense. I don't know if there's a team in the country that goes faster off of a made basket than Lee Scott does, but they don't allow too many of them. Hayden Harper gets a poke steal from behind. You can hear it from here. He tried to get up. His hand did touch the rim, but unable to get all the way above. He smiles as he works his way. 13-4. Hayden Harper now leads all scorers with six. He'll get there. He's got to get one this season. He's got to get one.
I've always said I thought this goal was a couple inches higher than the other one.
13-4, under three to play in the opening quarter. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you. Should have been a travel, no call. And now they're going to get a foul on Chapman Harris. But Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, wherever you're tuned in from. Again, we appreciate you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball. This Lee Scott team, 17-3.
Here's that stack inbound again. Just kind of going to unwind it with two screens.
Turner's all the way at the top. We'll see if he gets a down screen. He does. They decide not to go to him and just go to their outlet. The point guard all the way outside the extended volleyball line. Now double teams. Chapman Harris, great defense, forces a wild contested shot. And Gray Haley rips down the board. Now to Hayden Harper. Nice bounce pass court. Zellner on the weak side. You love it when a big man can run the floor and get to his spot. Makes it easy as a point guard. You just make a good pass, and it's an easy assist. Long three by the Bulldogs and Braxton Gaither. And he knocks that down. Almost a backcourt violation on the Bulldogs. They feed court zoner again. Great pass to Hayden Harper. Thought about the three, but instead works inside and will draw the foul. Again, against Lynette, Hayden Harper pulls that three. And there wasn't too much success from the three-point line. Instead, a pump fake, two dribbles, you get a defender up in the air, and you draw the contact, and now you work your way for two freebies at the line.
You know, interesting offensive take here with Holtville. I mean, they're basically playing with 4.5 guys outside the arc, knowing that they may have a little bit of a size advantage on us, at least by mass. You would think they try to attack us on the interior with two of their bigs going out now. Let's see if we can kind of attack them a little bit harder now. Maybe we can get some more separation on the scoreboard.
Bulldogs do go with a little bit smaller of a lineup. They bring in Marvel and Noah Pruitt. Harper splits the pair at the line. The Bulldogs, after a double team, they'll throw it away right around half court. 16-7, Warriors out in front of the Holtville Bulldogs. Wyatt Watley, wide open corner three. He tried to walk that one in. Gray Haley, offensive rebound and the putback. Haley now with six in the opening frame. Bulldogs now with a double-digit lead. A nice job from Wyatt Watley plugging that weak side hole. You saw Hayden Harper do it with Cord Zellner a few moments ago. That time, Wyatt Watley on the defensive end when they tried to return the favor. Was able to knock it out of bounds. Parks Myers will check in for Hayden Harper, and he makes his way to the bench with an applause from the crowd and his team. 1:46 remaining in the opening period. Parks Myers goes for the steal, is unable to get it. But nice recovery by the Warriors. Big man three on the left wing, way too strong. Weak side rebound, Gray Haley. Nobody picks him up until he's at the three-point line. Parks Myers goes for the left-handed left-handed layup, gets blocked. Offensive rebound with Wyatt Watley, no hesitation. His three on the left wing hits the bottom of the net. Warriors continue to pad their lead. They lead by two touchdowns. And another turnover by the Bulldogs. This man-to-man press is giving the Bulldogs fits here early in the first quarter. Wyatt Watley thought about another three, and Gray Haley, I think he forgot to put the ball on the floor. He did. He'll get called for a travel with a jab step and tried to go baseline. It'll be Bulldog basketball, 1:10 remaining in this opening period. Bulldogs still having trouble getting the inbound pass. A reminder that the opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Basketball. Another steal on the inbound. Chapman Harris is wide open on the near corner. Parks Myers tried to find him, but a little miscommunication as Chapman Harris started running the baseline, trying to get a wide-open layup, and he passed it to the Ghost Man.
Yeah, Hopeful's had good vision on these inbound plays. It's just the passes have not been firm enough, and we've had guys that have been able to undercut the pass. They've got guys in space. It's just the pass has got to get there to them a little more firm.
Brooke Zachary checks back into the game. He's the defender on the ball, gets a piece of it. And are they going to get a foul on Wyatt Watley? They will. Unfortunate for the Warriors, because I think the Holtville defender who had the basketball was going to be falling out of bounds. It's Zachary, Watley, Harris, Myers, and Zellner, the five in white for the Warriors. 61 seconds to play in this opening period on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors looking for the sweep of the Holtville Bulldogs. Wyatt Watley, an inbound steal, another miscommunication. Call a jump ball on that?
They called a jump ball on that.
They did. Wyatt Watley was well in front of the defender. The defender was giving him a bear hug, but they still called the possession arrow. It will be Lee Scott Academy basketball with the possession. Yeah, no, that's right. They
flipped it over. They gave us the possession, and then the scoreboard just flipped. So, yeah, they've got it right. I just hope they're not going to double it back.
Parker Wright will check in. For Cord Zellner. Chapman Harris catch and shoot three on the far block or far corner rather. No good. Bulldogs get the long rebound. The Warriors able to track it down on the other side of half court. Chapman Harris now with the lefty layup from straight away. And he heads to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. It was Brooke Zachary that was able to track down the basketball following the long rebound. Caught it all the way up in his own half court. Took two or three dribbles and found Chapman Harris at the free throw line. He took two power dribbles and went up through contact. Warriors now extended the lead to 16, looking to make it 17 with a free throw. I was about to say 44 seconds, and that kind of just went right into the middle of it. Free throw, no good, and I believe he was on the baseline. He was. It'll be Warrior basketball. 40.5 seconds remaining in the opening period. Warriors with a 27-3 lead. Chapman Harris now to Will Lyles. It looks like the Bulldogs have gone to a little bit more of a 2-3 zone. They throw it down low to Brooke Zachary, who tries to find Parker Wright, but throws it off his fingertips. And it's Bulldog basketball. Warriors 23, Bulldogs 7 here with 30 seconds even in this opening period. Bulldogs that time run a little bit of a different press break. Still not too much success as they're getting cut off, trying to find somebody. Chapman Harris forces a jump ball. This time the possession arrow is accurate and will keep it with the Bulldogs. Smack of the ball by Joel Dyes. And with 19 seconds, a kickball not called. It's Warrior basketball. Parker Wright picks it up, throws it to Wyatt. Wiley, his left wing three, can't get it to go. Weak side rebound is with Brooke Zachary. His right-handed layup is up and good with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and the Bulldogs won't even inbound the basketball. A dominating first quarter by the boys in white in their home uniforms on their home turf. 25-7, Warriors lead after 8. We'll be back with the second quarter when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
A dominating first 8 minutes by the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. They lead 25-7 through 8 minutes of play. The offensive efficiency is back. William Lyles, quick catch and shoot three off the Hayden Harper outlet pass. Offensive rebounds with Gray Haley. Harper thought about the three, now to Haley. They work their way inside. Right-handed layup. I don't know how he got it to go, but he did. Gray Haley gets the scoring started for this Warrior team in the second quarter. Bulldogs are able to beat the press this time, but still Warriors so quick defensively. They're able to get back to it without allowing any sort of transition opportunity. Knocked away by Parks Myers.
Yeah, Hopeful got at least two, if not three, guys on the floor that are 6'3 or taller. See if they're going to take a little bit of advantage of that and maybe try to attack us inside a little bit more.
This team for Coach William Johnson, still not 100% healthy. It was Wyatt Watley that was injured a little bit earlier in the year as a fight for the basketball as it was going out of bounds. Bulldogs will recover. I guess they'll say that it was tipped. No backcourt violation. They're working it on the right wing. Arthur straight away three. Or Arcavius Turner, rather. Straight away three. Couldn't get that one to go. Warriors with the long rebound. Marks Myers trying to go baseline. He gets cut off, tries to find his teammate, does with Gray Haley. Hayden Harper thought about the three, and he pivoted his feet before putting it on the ground. Warriors will get called for the travel. But, Coach, you were talking about it during the media timeouts, that the team's still not 100% healthy. Barrett Cook now is the one in the sweatshirt and the sweatpants on the sideline.
Yeah, I think Barrett got some good news today, just kind of nursing a little bit of an injury, but I think he's going to get back a lot quicker than maybe a lot of people were actually expecting earlier this week.
And again, with these just kind of being the tune-up games before area play for Lee Scott, definitely no need to force anything. The Bulldogs trying to get something on the offensive side of their half court. Ball is sitting on the left side of the perimeter. They're finally able to work it around the right side. Turner at the top of the key will use his body to set a screen with 6.5 to play. Warriors lead by 20. Should have been a travel, no call. Great defense by Parker Wright. He gets the block. And then a pump fake, and Turner traveled. It was the right call just about 10 seconds later than when most of us were asking for the call. Hayden Harper so quick to inbound the basketball. Will Lyles, pump fake, couldn't get the layup to go. And there's the length of that Bulldog defense. Even if they don't come away with the block, just the ability to alter a shot on the defensive end of the floor, you see it there. Counting down the six-minute mark here in this second quarter. Hopeful. A long three off the side of the rim from Ethan Pruitt. Haley with yet another rebound. Tries to find Hayden Harper on the left wing, instead throws it away, and the Bulldogs will slow it up. 27-7. Your score here of the varsity boys game. Lee Scott and Holtville. Hayden Harper almost gets an interception. Now a quick catch and shoot three by another hopeful big man. No good. Haley, yet another rebound for this squad. Hayden Harper will test his luck from deep. Can't get that one to go, and I think they're going to get a loose ball foul on the rebound with Will Lyles. Instead, they're going to get Parks Myers. A tough foul just going for the basketball, but there's the height once again. Paying dividends on the defensive end of the floor. A timeout by Hopeful. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 27-7. Lee Scott out in front here with 5:23 remaining before we get you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. How much similarity, Coach, do you see on the hardwood than you do on the gridiron with this Lee Scott Academy basketball
team? You
know,
it's funny you mention it. It's like you said, it is incredibly different, but it does come down to a little more of just the guts that you've got. It comes down to the preparation that you've got, trust in the coaching that you've got. And I know that's probably one thing Coach Johnson's talking about right now with the guys, is making sure that we stay with what we're trying to do, not fall asleep, recognize that, like you said, this is something that's leading us into area play, not looking at the scoreboard. Even though you do have a 20-point lead, you've done a great job earning that. Not allowing yourself to get sloppy and continue to fight and improve, and that's one thing that we see a lot in football, up big, down big, you know, continuing to work on improving, getting better, especially, you know, having a lot of guys having to step in and help out with Barrett's spot, playing in that three and the four with William and Parker having to come in and play. I think that's kind of the big idea, is trusting what your plan's been and continuing to execute it regardless of what your scoreboard says.
I think another thing, Lee Scott on the football field and on the hardwood, they love to run. This basketball team with Coach William Johnson, they love to run, get up and down the floor. This time, the Bulldogs are able to break the press. The layup no good, but a foul. On number 00, Elijah Headley.
Quick shout out to Elijah. During the girls game, we had a roster that was a little bit thin that we found online. Thank you, Elijah, for updating the rosters for us with numbers and names and that kind of stuff. So quick shout out to him.
First free throw won't go. Second one on the way. That one sits on the front of the rim. Can't get it to go either. I'm not exactly sure what the whistle was. They will say the foul was on
I think it's on Shaffer, number three. I think they said he went over the back.
I didn't think it was even him that was – he was outside the three-point line. Not exactly sure what the call is. Warriors will take it regardless. They still lead by 20. Hayden Harper has it in the short corner. Kicks it all the way to the other corner. Chapman Harris thought about the three, decided not to take it. Keeps his dribble alive. Hayden Harper three. That one off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound, and Chapman Harris knocks it out of bounds. The shot didn't go, but you had two or three great looks, or I should say two or three good looks. You turn into a great look by a couple extra passes, just unable to get it to go. Now a home run ball, back-to-back home run balls, and now Hayden Harper has the basketball following the turnover. Parks Myers thought about the three. The lefty will kick it. Now a kick out to Chapman Harris. His three-pointer is no good. Rebounds and the putback. Brooke Zachary with the right hand. Nice work by Mr. Pink Shoes, working hard interior, getting some points on the board as well. Warriors 29-7, 4.5 to play in the second quarter.
Again, kind of that moment where you got all five guys of Holtville outside the arc. Every now and again, Turner works his way down, but a lot of lack of movement without the ball. So it's hard to get something going when you're not moving without the ball. And I don't know if they're trying to set something up and get a matchup. But, you know, again, hard to attack us inside when you've only got one guy that's at the top of the key.
Turnover by the Bulldogs gives it right back to the Warriors. Another thing, usually when you see that five out offense, you want to run motion, but the Warriors are doing such a good job either switching or not switching the communication inside the three-point line, really giving the Bulldogs trouble here. Something we've seen all season long. This Warriors team prides themselves on the defensive end of the floor, and it results in so many points for him as well. Chapman Harris has it at the free throw line. Now Wyatt Watley in the near corner. Hayden Harper will now set the offense as the Bulldogs in a 3-2 that goes down to a 2-3 zone based off of where the ball is. Chapman Harris now a skip pass. Wyatt Watley, great pass, great look. Couldn't get it to go, and the Bulldogs rip down the rebound. They have transition numbers. Hayden Harper meets him at the rim. Offensive rebound, no good. Bulldogs 0 for 2 on that opportunity. Now Chapman Harris, Euro step, and he gets hit around the head. And he'll head his way to the free throw line. Great defense on the other end by Hayden Harper. The ability to contest without fouling. And it immediately results in the Warriors going in transition and getting two shots at the free throw line.
Yeah, like you said, CG, we got to take advantage of our free throws, got to capitalize, find every way that we can continue to sharpen everything.
Chapman Harris misses the front end, and not to look too far ahead, but when you're dealing with a couple guys that have injuries in a game like this where you're leading by 22, make it 23 as Chapman Harris splits the pair at the line, you start really prioritizing health, getting some guys some more minutes. As Hayden Harper has a wide open three in the far corner. That one rattles in and out, and he finally gets it to go. You can see him looking up to the heavens saying, finally, he gets one to go from outside, and now is rewarded with a steal and a little dump off pass, little pocket pass to Chapman Harris. And the Warriors, in a span of about 10 seconds, add 5 points to the lead. They lead 35-7, 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Rebound no good. Layup no good. Weak side rebounds by Elijah Headley. Nice job. Nice vertical in the athleticism to catch it and finish it all in one motion. 35-9. Great pass from Chapman Harris. Will Lyles bobbles it. Is able to work his way inside. Up and under scoop layup. Couldn't get to go.
CG, one thing I'm recognizing, man, the 3-2 modified 2-3 that they're getting into, when we actually are down here trying to run a set, they're not bad defending it. They're not. I know they've had some struggles with us pressing, and they've had some struggles with us getting in transition, but when we've actually brought it in to the front court and actually tried to set something up, they're doing pretty good. A little bit of a miscue right there on some help on the backside, but they're not playing it terrible right now, and I know it's difficult to play that modified 3-2-2-3.
Goes back and it gives so much credit because of the fact of what you're just saying. Very true. That being said, Warriors lead by 24 because they've done such a good job defensively But instead, another home run pass by the Warriors, this time capped, or by the Bulldogs, capped off by Headley. But the Warriors have done such a good job in transition as Hayden Harper pulls it from the top of the key, and he gets it to go once again. He makes one, and as soon as the lid comes off from deep, you better watch out for number two in white. Warriors 38, Bulldogs 11. Could have been a double dribble, no call, but now a foul on Parks Myers. And he's frustrated with himself. He thought he got a lot of the ball. But again, finishing that thought you were talking about, Coach, with give so much credit to Warriors in transition and especially on the defensive end of the floor, because this team dominates when they're able to get up and down. They don't want to run half-court sets, because not that they don't have success, but that's almost when you allow a team to get into a little bit more of a rhythm, because that's where, again, you can find so much momentum on defense if you're able to get a couple stops.
Man, yeah, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
38-11, under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
Got a really tough matchup right here, Jack Fuqua.
Three-pointer, no good. Gray Haley, another rebound. Will Lyles catch and shoot three in the far corner, no good. Fuqua, a rebound. And the offensive skip to Chapman Harris. That no good. Wyatt Watley, the third chance opportunity, and somehow gets the right-handed layup to go. Uses a whole lot of English on the glass. And give him two more in the scoring column. Elijah Headley, a full head of steam. I believe it was Chapman Harris who tried to meet him right at the rim. Chapman Harris took the brunt of the blow. And Headley will shoot two free throws. First free throw.
Number 12, Brooks Zachary.
Is up and good. Elijah Headley has 5 points. All have come here in this second quarter. And he has all 5 points for the Bulldogs in this second quarter. Haley, feels like any time there's a missed shot, you can say that number one comes away with the rebound more times than not. Ball swinging around the perimeter now with Fuqua, and then Wyatt Watley. Haley has it at the top of the key. Kick out, Fuqua, corner three. That one couldn't get to go. Haley, I said he works his way on the defensive glass. Man, he works his way on the offensive glass as well. And another bucket for number one in white. Warriors lead by 30.
All right, we've backed off a little bit. Let's see how we do here in the half court.
On ball screen and a deep three off the back iron. And guess who rips down the rebound? Will Lyles, now out in transition, trips over himself, is able to try and find Wyatt Watley. Ball floating around, still finds the way of Gray Haley. And through a lot of contact, they let him play. His right-handed layup finds the bottom of the net. 10 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Bulldogs, nice entry pass down low. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Wyatt Watley with three, with two. Looks up. Shot from right around half court. Good if it goes, but off the left side of the rim. And no good. Well, Bulldogs able to get a bucket in the final 10 seconds. But other than that, it has been all Warriors here through 16 minutes of play. They lead 44-14. As we enter the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, we'll get that started as soon as we come back here in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on
joint or vice versa. The Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
It's all Warriors here through 16 minutes of play. They lead the hopeful Bulldogs 44-14 at the halftime break. And we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of the action here inside Samford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy this afternoon. Warriors well on their way, two quarters away from a three-game sweep over the Hopeful Bulldogs. The JV boys picked up a big-time win. The varsity girls, the win of the year, arguably, for Coach Corey Harrison and that young squad that I'm telling you what. I mean, if you have not had the chance to come here inside Samford Gymnasium and watch, they're continuing to grow, continuing to feel more and more comfortable running the offense that she has implemented for them. Each of them are discovering their own roles. They pick up a big-time win and knock off the undefeated Hopeville Bulldogs 44-36. And now it's all Warriors on the varsity boys side of things, 44-14. Let's get you some of those halftime stats. They're presented by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Working our way down the Warrior lineup, Gray Haley had 6 in the first quarter, also had 6 in the second. He has 12. Hayden Harper with 6 and 6. He has 12 as well. Parker Wright, the one free throw. Chapman Harris, he has 5. Wyatt Watley has 5. Parks Myers with 2. Brooke Zachary with 2. And Cord Zellner with 2 in there as well. So Grayson Haley and Hayden Harper doing a majority of the leading in the score column. But, Coach, this team doing just about everything right, especially on the defensive end of the floor, only allowing 14 points in 16 minutes. And, again, you talked about the girls being a track meet. This team wants to get out and run, use their transition offense to create use their defense to create really easy opportunities at the rim, and they've done so what feels like just about every single time here in this first half.
I know one thing that they're definitely going to be happy with, too, and I know Coach Johnson, Coach Drakeford talking about it right now in the locker room, is we've done a pretty good job of playing some very physical defense and not just putting them on the line. Staying out of the bonus in the first half was a great job by them. You know, again, just that suffocating defense. Offensively, I don't think there's anyone happier in Lee County than Hayden Harper to start getting some three-pointers to fall down, because I know, like I said earlier, actually before we started today, I told you, Christian, that you can't make threes if you don't shoot them. So I'm happy that we're getting shots up. I'm happy that Hayden's starting to get the shots to fall. And again, seeing Gray just doing a great job on the boards, especially with us kind of being down Barrett today, really having kind of another big body in the paint, another guy's being incredibly physical.
Some keys to the second half for this squad. I think, again, health is the biggest concern right now. Barrett Cook not in action today. You've had a couple minor nagging injuries that some players are continuing to work through. With a 30-point advantage, you play your guys a little bit longer. You continue to have a deep rotation throughout the entire bench, and you try and stay as healthy as you possibly can as you make your way closer and closer to area play. Another key to the second half, in my opinion, I think you've done a really nice job so far through 16 minutes of working your way inside the rim. Again, against Lynette, I think they settled a little bit more than they needed to against a team that, to be completely honest, they were much better than. Again, beat them 42. Sorry, partner. Beat them.
No, you're good.
Beat them 75-42 on December 12th, and then lost 54-52. This last time out, a team that averages right around 70 points per game, to see a team only average 52, you credit some of that to the long break, being winded, not necessarily wanting to be in your legs as much, settling a little bit more, the team playing much more like Lee Scott basketball like they have so far in this first half.
Yeah, I know one thing you want to capitalize on right here is not to get obsessed with the whole process mentality of things, but start this second half as a 0-0 scoreboard. Just, you know, try to win each quarter to continue to improve yourself, like you said, heading into area play, because again, we're seeing it right now with Barrett, but at any point in time you can have a silly injury that may come up that may not be anything major, but enough to keep a guy out of a game or two, and you want to make sure that you've done a good job focusing in, you've capitalized the time that you've had on the court, you're not being silly, you're taking advantage of the opportunities that you've been given, especially with us being up by 30 right here at the half.
About 2 minutes to play here until we get underway in the third quarter. We'll take a final break, but first, any thoughts from Mr. Do-It-Everything, Mr. Austin Scott? Any quotes, any remarks with anything through these first 16 minutes of play?
It's good up here. I'm just surprised that Coach Osmond's been able to keep the broadcast on. You never know when you give this guy a mic, but he's filled in nicely, so glad to have him up here. I've heard him complimenting Christian. He's doing a great job. We really appreciate the Lee Scott Sports Network, Christian Griffin, and the Auburn Sports Network for always being here and helping our families and our student-athletes continue to look good. So appreciate you guys, and hopefully we got another good second half in here and plenty of more good basketball in 2025.
Yes, sir. Mr. Do-It-All himself, Mr. Austin Scott. We'll be back here in about 30 seconds to break down the first half a little bit more, and we'll get you started with the final 16 minutes of action here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Lee Scott Academy varsity basketball continues in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
16 minutes down, 16 to go here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors out in front comfortably, 44-14. As we welcome you in to the second half. And the second half tonight is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today right across from the Auburn University campus. Christian Griffin and defensive coordinator Coach Jacob Osmond with you, bringing you all of the action today. Having a blast on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate him for taking some time and hopping on the mic with us this afternoon. Hopefully not the last time either throughout the season. We'll hear from him again.
Now, hey, don't let Christian fool you. I've been begging him for years to let me on the mic, and after finally getting past my non-disclosure agreement, I'm allowed to do it.
Far right corner three, or far corner three, rather, from Bulldogs is no good. Parks Myers in transition, unable to get the layup to go, but he'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. He's wanted to join us a couple times for the football games, but I told him he's had a bigger responsibility. And he said, I really just want to call a game. But I guess calling plays defensively is, you know, I guess that's in the job description as well.
It tends to keep me a little occupied on Fridays.
First free throw, no good for Myers. Second one hits the back iron twice. Can't get that one to go either. But Will Lyles rips down the rebound, and Parks Myers, we're going to call him for a travel. I thought he took two steps and got hit, but they'll call him for steps. 1 minute into the third quarter. Here inside Sanford Gymnasium, Warriors 44, Bulldogs 14. Ball swinging around the perimeter. They get to the short corner. Now a skip pass to the left wing. Now back to the top of the key. And they try and go back to the corner, but the man who was standing on the corner worked his way to the corner, which is the right way to go. But a turnover by the Bulldogs. Now Hayden Harper, the outlet pass to Parks Myers. Now back to Harper. Now inside to Haley. Now to Parks Myers. Thought about it, but with the trees, decided not to take him on. Hayden Harper, right wing three. And man, how nice is it to see? You can see the confidence is back for number two behind the arc. You can tell when it leaves the fingertips that it's going to find the bottom of the net.
I think I may have seen Hayden smile just then.
47-14, 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. And again, a good mentality to have that you mentioned is that right wing three from Turner is no good. Haley with the rebound has played this half 0-0. Parks Myers, corner three, that one no good. Could have been an over-the-back foul. No whistle, and Arcavius Turner with the rebound. But play this like it's 0-0. Do the job that you're supposed to do with the rotation and the minutes. Parker Wright tried to draw a charge. There wasn't much contact. Fell anyway, no call. Layup won't go either. Hayden Harper running the offense. Will Lyles sets up in the corner. His three ball is short, but Parks Myers with the rebound. The left-handed reverse layup is up and good. Parks Myers, a quiet night for him offensively. Only 4 points. But again, one of those spark plugs, one of the energy bunnies for this team, and you see it right there as he swats the layup out of bounds. Chapman Harris, Wyatt Watley, and Cord Zellner will check into the contest for Hayden Harper, Parks Myers, and Parker Wright.
Coach Johnson kind of going with the cone head shift right here that we would see from hockey.
5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Warriors continuing that high on-ball pressure. It's with Wyatt Watley. He gets screened right around half court. The Bulldogs trying to find something offensively. They finally work their way, and the elbow jumper is well too strong. Cord Zellner rips down the rebound, and the lefty Chapman Harris brings the ball up the floor. He finds Will Lyles, thought about the three, now drives and kicks to Wyatt Watley. Euro step, right-handed layup, can't get it to go, but Gray Haley is there for the offensive rebound and the putback, the vacuum. Mr. Haley, he's got 14 here early in this third quarter. Chapman Harris now the rebound after the floater won't go. Nobody picks him up until the free throw line. and he kicks it out. So Will Lyles, now Wyatt Watley. Now Haley, the kick out, wide open three. Chapman Harris, that one well short. Don't know if he had pure control of that one when it left his hands. Contested one-on-one layup with Chapman Harris. And the layup is good. Wyatt Watley now on the other end. Can't get that three to go. The ball wrestled for out of bounds. They'll say it was out on Will Lyles. And there it is a little bit. Again, you don't see it too often, but it feels like there's six or seven possessions right there, and it's four or five threes from Lee Scott that they're not necessarily bad shots, but when you're trying to get into a little bit of a rhythm here in this third quarter, a pump fake, a dribble drive, work your way to the free throw line or work some hard-earned points, then it opens up that three-pointer a whole lot more. Still Warriors leading 51-16, so critique where you will. But all said and done, everything working really well for the offense right now.
Got a great opportunity right here. All five guys on the floor first, non-starters right now, really getting able to get good quality time in, playing really good defense right now.
Nice motion offense by the Bulldogs, unable to get the right-handed layup to go. I think they're going to say that it was out on Brooke Zachary, and it was. But again, as you mentioned, great opportunity for all these guys because you never know when an injury is going to go down, and they're going to say an offensive foul on a push-off. Oh, I thought he was holding his arm out. Were they not? They weren't. Okay, so it is a defensive foul. I thought it was a little bit of a weaker call. But Noah Pruitt will head to the free throw line. The first free throw is short. Again, it's the same in football, same in any sport, where if you're able to capitalize on the minutes that you've been given, you never know when a Barrett Cook injury or a whoever else injury might happen and your name is called and you're expected to play five or six more minutes a game, expected to establish a bigger role, is Wyatt Watley running the baseline through a whole lot of contact, gets the layup and the foul. Over the trees did Wyatt Watley. Wyatt, one of the kids that I've grown to love, especially over the year, comes up and talks before the broadcast, comes up and talks after the broadcast. The only thing I have to critique is his college fan of choice, man. A fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide. I mean, I knew there was something that wasn't necessarily there.
I mean, if you've got to make one bad choice somewhere. But, like, look, Wyatt, one of those guys, when he steps off the bus, you're not going to necessarily be intimidated by him, but an absolute workhorse, great defender, and will play like he is 6'5", drive the lane.
A reach-in foul. I believe they're going to get Chapman Harris on the reach-in foul. But, no, I mean, this team has so much fun playing together. You can see the personalities for each and every one of them. They never seem pressed. They just seem to love the game. They trust each other. They trust the work that they put in. Brooke Zachary, following the turnover, finds Chapman Harris now out to Wyatt Watley. Now Fuque throws it inside. Right-handed layup, no good from Brooke Zachary. Offensive rebound, Chapman Harris. He'll slow things down, throw it back inside to Zachary. Through a whole lot of contact, the up-and-under layup is good. Brooke Zachary with some well-earned minutes and some hard-earned buckets here this afternoon. He has six. Almost another turnover. Now is another turnover forced by Fuque, but Zellner with the rebound. Wyatt Watley works his way inside. The layup won't go, but he's hacked on the right arm on his way up, and he'll earn two free throws at the stripe.
Now, CG, you're talking about the camaraderie this team's got, man. They've been together for a very long time. You've got the addition of Barrett and you know, Parks having his second or third year here, and you know, a couple other small additions with Gray, but a lot of these guys have been together four, five, 6 years now, and never mind the fact that senior night for varsity boys basketball will take a total of about 10 minutes. With only having, you know, one senior this season, which is a great problem for Coach Johnson to have.
That's a very good problem. Free free throw won't go. But Brooke Zachary, we've called his name again, the hustle minutes, the hustle plays, gets the offensive rebound, fights for it, spins free, and gets the right-handed layup to go. He's up with eight. As we approach the one-minute mark in this third quarter, Warriors lead 59-16. Ball on the low block, a running fadeaway. Little push layup won't go, too strong off the back. Iron Chapman Harris with the rebound. His left-handed layup won't go, and the Bulldogs will slow things down. And then work their way to the free throw line inside the paint. A fight for the basketball. One referee called a jump ball. One calls a foul. I think they're going to get Brooke Zachary on the loose ball foul.
That's tough.
39.6 remaining in this third period. The inbound pass goes to Arkevious Turner, and he's hacked from behind on the way up. He'll head to the free throw line. It's Zellner, Zachary, Fuque, Harris, and Will Lyles. And now we'll empty the bench a little bit for the Warriors.
Yeah, got Braden Martin checking in. You got Griffin Gaston and Neil Reams checking in. Three solid guys. Again, you talk about just growing to love guys. Get ready for about three spark plugs to start flying around right here, especially with Neil Reams. Reminds me a lot of a younger Wyatt.
Ball working around the perimeter, gets 2 feet in the paint, kick it to the corner of Wyatt Watley. Thought about the three, then pump fakes it, drives into the trees. Layup won't go, but a strip from behind. Wyatt Watley should have been a foul, and now a late whistle. Wyatt Watley, there it is right there. You can see the work ethic and the energy you talked about on the floor right now. Thought about the three, didn't get the layup to go, lost the offensive rebound, but then immediately the strip. And he works his way to the free throw line. First one won't go for Watley. Second free throw is short as well. The Bulldogs, if they choose to, can hold for the final shot. Under 10 seconds to play in this third quarter. They get to the free throw line with seven. But a steal from Brooke Zachary. They have numbers with two, one, and the right-handed layup right before the buzzer. Brooke Zachary with 6 points in the third quarter puts him in double figures for the evening. There are three Warriors in double figures as Lee Scott leads 61-17 through three quarters of play. We'll come back with the fourth quarter here in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Following a missed layup, it'll be Warrior basketball underneath their own basket with the Warriors being up 61-17. Looks like it will be a running clock for a majority of the fourth quarter. First chance, second chance, third chance, fourth chance opportunity, and finally a foul. You talked about the spark plugs working their way wearing the white jerseys. Yeah. Head to the free throw line. Apologies, Will Griffin Gaston.
Griffin Gaston going in for his first double-double just on one possession, putting it up and down, going back and forth with Headley.
Yeah, just stat padding. I mean, come on.
Nah, it's fun to see it, man. I've noticed a little bit of back and forth, kind of laughs and a little bit of elbow jabs into the ribs between us and the guys from Slap Out Alabama.
That's what Mr. Austin Scott was telling us. That's what's on the front of the jersey, isn't it?
Yes.
I know you said it over the break. We got to get like a Hale Academy or some sort of baby blue alternate. You can see the coaches both rocking them. I know the sideline quarter zips have rocked a couple of them. I might need to steal your wardrobe a little bit. The Warriors lead 61-17, 6.5 to play in the final period. Warriors well on their way to completing the three-game sweep between JV, the varsity girls, and now the varsity boys. Fadeaway layup from just outside the block. Won't go. Weak side rebounds and the putback plus the foul. And he gets it to go. Does Sheffield.
Yeah, I said it early on. Fuquay kind of got in a little bit ahead of these other guys that are in. He's kind of been matched up with Shafford, which is definitely a height disadvantage. So really got to be very physical on the lower half, trying to box out right there, just kind of, you know, getting it a little bit of an advantage when you're a little bit taller sometimes.
It's now Headley that will work his way to the charity stripe. Clock continuing to tick down. 5.5 to play here inside Sanford Gymnasium. First free throw from Headley's up and good. Second free throw rattles in and out. Gaston clears the board for the Warriors. Now it's Wyatt Watley, kicks it to the top of the key. Gaston now out. Lefty three ball from William Johnson, no good. The entire team wanted to see that go down. But a fight for the rebound, it'll be Bulldog basketball.
I'd like to know what the record is for an active team with the most Southpaws between Neal, between Chapman, yeah, between Parks. I think we may have more lefties than any other team.
Three-pointer from Shuford. He now has 9 in the contest. They're just following the Lee Scott Sports Network. I don't know if you are, at least one Southpaw. Back in my day. Reverse layup won't go. What a foul on Braden Martin. And he will now shoot 2 free throws. And that's one thing you love to see almost. This is what you hear from great coaches, or what you see from great coaches, where Coach Johnson's still coaching as hard as he was in the first quarter and in the pregame, even though they're up 61-23. He's not looking to the right or to the left. He's continuing to just look straight ahead right onto the hardwood and coach his guys as hard as he can. Both free throws come up empty. But a poke out from behind with 3.5 to play in the final period. Bulldogs work their way along the left side. Left-handed layup won't go. Gaston rips down the board. A 3-on-2 fast break. He runs the floor perfectly. Comes to a jump stop right at the rim. And Gaston is on the board. Warriors 63, Bulldogs 23 here late in this fourth quarter. Nice cut by the Bulldogs. And a skip pass underneath the basket to the far left wing, but it's thrown out of bounds. And with that, the Bulldogs will also empty out their bench for what appears to be the final time tonight. Watley will walk his way up the floor. little bit of keep away here, trying to eat a little bit of clock with this. Again, a 2-3 matchup, 3-2 zone. With the middle arm working his way from the free throw line to the paint. Griffin Gaston has it on the right wing. Now inside, a pump fake, right-handed layup won't go. Braden Martin, but a foul. He'll work his way back to the charity stripe. 146 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Warriors will move to 18-3. While the Bulldogs will fall to 5-7 on the year, and the Warriors do complete the sweep here at home, the three-game sweep between the JV boys, the varsity girls, which was such a big-time win for Coach Corey Harrison and her squad. We'll talk about that a little bit here as we wrap up everything in about a minute and a half or so. But a nice win by the Warriors on the varsity boys' side as well, taking care of business as we hit the 72nd mark here in this fourth quarter. Ball working around the perimeter. Fans begin to get to their feet. Nice drive and a right-handed layup. No good, but a foul by Damon Marvel. And he will shoot two free throws.
Not sure if I've ever been in a game when the buzzer goes off with a guy at the stripe, but I think it might happen right here.
Great shot, buddy. Great shot.
He said it, not me. That free throw was short. Makes the second one like it was nothing. There was one game a couple weeks ago where they stopped the buzzer because Chapman Harris was shooting free throws, and they stopped it at 0.3 seconds to let him finish out the free throw, because that would have been funny if he was able to get iced by the buzzer. But Wyatt Watley will hold the ball and hand it to the referee. Warriors dominate from start to finish here in the varsity boys game. They win it 64-24. Again, they move to 18-3 on the season. We'll take a 60-second break, come back and do a quick wrap-up show here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors complete the sweep here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
It was all Lee Scott Academy here this afternoon inside Sanford Gymnasium. Varsity boys with the conclusion, but it started with the junior varsity boys. They pick up a big time win. But the win of the evening, before we dive into the varsity boys side of things, Coach Corey Harrison and squad pick up arguably the biggest win of the season for that extremely, extremely young squad. They win 44-36 over the no longer undefeated Holtville Bulldogs varsity girls squad. They were 15-0, now have to take the hour and 20-minute bus ride home, sitting at 15-1. What did you see that you liked from that one, Coach, that was ultimately an all-around fantastic performance by the varsity
girls? You know, you get a lot of raised eyebrows when you see that we're going to go play in an Auburn High School Christmas tournament and things like that. You know, why would you go play that level of competition? And I think you see that it kind of pays off. I think it works out. Great confidence in her program. Coach Harrison did a great job getting her girls ready. And I think one thing that they do so incredibly well is they do a really good job of having just a faceless opponent. They go out, they play hard, they're going to play hard defense, and it doesn't matter what name is on the jersey. They continue to play their style of basketball, and an absolutely great win, great team win tonight. From the girls, for sure. Huge congratulations to Coach Harrison.
Both of these teams dealing with a little bit of injury issues, but nice to see, again, when you have those games early in the season when you can go a little bit deeper in the bench, get some girls or get some guys some extra minutes. And a game like this afternoon, especially the girls' varsity game, really paid off with some of the stats from that game. Trying to find my little sheet. There it is. But a slow-paced first half, or I guess slow-paced scoring-wise. It was anything but slow-paced in action. It was 13-8 at halftime, and then it turned into the Clark Ivitz and Alexandra Vasil show between Lee Scott and Holtville. But Clark Ivitt, a fantastic job. Haynes Kesey, a fantastic job. She finishes with 10. Sydney Dunlap, you could say, is arguably the, you don't want to say undisputed, but the one you don't necessarily look at as that big-time name, but you could say was one of the dominating factors for Lee Scott tonight. She had 5 points, but had two big free throws in the final minute to kind of seal everything. But, man, defensive energy, offensive energy, did so many little things right that don't necessarily have a stat recorded with them, but so many things that you love if you're Coach Corey Harrison.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, huge shout-out to Riley Fields, Lucy Zellner, Sutton Lewis on just playing hard as the four and the five, really setting screens up, working back down, especially working through some motion offense against a very good Holtville basketball team. Just doing a great job creating a little bit of trouble for them defensively on what I initially thought would be a tough game in the paint. And they did a great job trying to open things up, especially in the second half, not pressing and starting to light the scoreboard up a little bit more.
And then on the varsity boys side, Coach William Johnson had his team ready to play this afternoon. Again, on Saturday night, a heartbreaker loss against Lynette. But the ability to come back in here, kind of wipe your slate clean, get rid of the bad taste in your mouth with a dominating victory from start to finish. Boys win 64-24. It started with Grayson Haley and Hayden Harper, and then just worked their way throughout the entire bench. Brooke Zachary, a big-time contributor as well, almost played the boys' version that that Miss Sydney Dunlap played. I mean, a very, very similar role. Brooke Zachary did finish in double figures with 10, but just the hustle plays, the ones that don't necessarily you get recorded, but the ability to go and defend without fouling on a transition bucket where it looks like it's an easy layup, or not being able to corral the defensive rebound but tipping it out for your team that leads to a transition bucket on your end. So much credit goes to so many of these guys. Brooke Zachary, the name that stands out to me tonight, that did something that you're not necessarily expecting night in and night out. Hayden and Grayson Haley as well, I mean, did fantastic jobs. Wyatt Watley did a nice job patrolling the point guard position down the stretch, and ultimately a 40-point win for Coach William Johnson's squad.
Yeah, look, high risk, high reward early on. I mean, we couldn't even get starting lineups announced, and we've already got 4-6 points just by doing a great job coming out early, just smothering with defense. There's a lot to be said about momentum, and I think it's good for our guys in the locker room. I'm sure Coach Johnson and Coach Drakeford will convey that message of how big momentum can be on either side of the ball, and how you've got to either, if you're against that momentum, you've got to create a way to stop it or continue to keep your foot on the gas like they did early on by doing everything they could defensively. And it felt like that Alabama-LSU game several years ago in football when LSU couldn't even cross midfield. We saw probably close to almost 2 minutes of basketball before Hovel was able to get across half court. And I know that gives our guys a lot of confidence defensively heading into this area play like you've mentioned.
Warriors complete the sweep. JV boys, varsity girls, and varsity boys. Coach, you're 2-0 as a broadcaster now, at least here at Lee Scott Academy. I mean, it's hard to beat a zero in the loss call.
Hey, listen, you know, I like to take my chances where I can. Again, I appreciate you giving me the experience and the opportunity to do this. Hopefully I can get a little more time. Grateful for my wife, for her playing some zone defense at home with Blaze and Maddox. And I appreciate the opportunity just to get to come out here. And again, just thank you for what you do for our student athletes, man. It doesn't go unnoticed at all. And the way that you run this entire show, just while you're calling a game, is absolutely incredible. So we, again, just appreciate all you do for Lee Scott. And just for our students, for our athletes, and especially for our coaches as well.
I appreciate that. It is, again, it is more than a blast for me being able to use my voice, my energy to display what I'm seeing, and use my energy to show their energy, whether that be on the gridiron, on the hardwood, baseball coming up, man. It is an absolute joy of mine, a privilege, and so I'm appreciative for everybody, Coach McCall, yourself, everybody that wears the navy and red. I'm so thankful for everybody. Our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be Thursday night, January 9th, where the Warriors head to Nuttasoga to take them on the road. Girls tip is scheduled for 5 p.m. Boys will be shortly thereafter at 6:30 p.m. Again, those will be right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, and the YouTube and the Facebook live stream as well. Thank y'all once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. Warriors complete the three-game sweep over the Holtville Bulldogs. JV boys, varsity girls picking up a huge win, and the boys dominate from start to finish. I get to say this now for my broadcast partner, Coach Jacob Osment, and for everybody at Lee Scott and Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, until Thursday night, have a great night, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.